This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode.
The preparation it took to start this freaking episode.
Take four.
And 90% of those takes are because of these children. It's Florida. It's a beautiful day. There's no rain. Sky is blue. It's 80 degrees out. And we said, we're going to start a podcast. So can you guys please go outside?
I feel like that was a poem.
It is a haiku. please go outside. And they were like, okay, we'll go outside. We've been sitting in here for 20 minutes and it's been constant knocking on the, can I have just
raiding the pantry?
Can I have chips? Mm-hmm. It's like, why do you wait until we're doing something to ask all these questions?
Oh, that's children for you.
Oh my God. It's like, they know, it's like their brains are programmed all the time.
I feel like husbands are that way too.
Oh my God. Here we go. Don't mansplain to me.
Exactly. Yep. Keep it to yourself. This is ridiculous.
What?
This huge microphone is ridiculous.
It's the best sounding microphone for podcasts out there.
I don't believe it.
Better than the Shure.
I don't believe it because you watch every podcast ever and everybody uses the Shure. You're telling me this monstrosity?
Yes. The Shure is used a lot by most people only because it is the influencer's microphone.
Oh. We're not influencers.
No, well, we're not that, but everybody's, it's got an iconic look, the Shure SM7.
Right. It's not this monstrosity.
Right, but this, if you look it up, the sound quality is much higher.
So can they hear me breathing?
Probably.
So I was doing my makeup earlier, getting ready for the podcast.
Did you get out of breath doing your makeup?
No, I didn't get out of breath, asshole. No, I was doing my makeup and I could hear myself breathing. Have you ever heard yourself breathe?
I hear it all the time. You know what's the worst? When you're trying to take a nap and you snore and wake yourself up.
I hear you breathing all the time. You let out a lot of air through your nostrils. It's very, very intense breathing. But I was doing my makeup and I heard myself breathing. I'm like, oh my God.
Isn't that weird? And you have to do that to live. That's not something that you can stop.
Right.
Like, so, there's no diet breathing.
But I feel like it's like one of those sound things that just like nails on a chalkboard, right?
Yeah.
But if this captures our breathing,
it's not going to be any different than the other mic.
I mean, apologize to everyone now.
It does sound better.
Yeah, we'll see.
And I use this and it, and we did get a new interface too because our old broadcaster is taking a big dump.
That lasted a long time.
It did. 2016. Yeah. 2016. And then it's just, I wanted something simple. This thing, it doesn't have any power going to it. It's called the Pod Mobile DSP. And it's by this dude. He makes them all by hand.
Yeah. And he's been really helpful.
Yeah. His name is Fernando. And he, I had issues with the first one that I was sent. And he calls me on the phone. I was like, hey, man, I'm having issues. He's like, what's your number? And I gave it to him. And he calls me up right away and helps me out. It's
very
awesome.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very
and
nice
and
guy.
I mean, he stands by his product that he makes by hand. He told me on the phone, he was like, bro, I know the manufacturer. I'll take care of it for you. I was like,
okay.
Okay. So you're gonna yell at yourself? But yeah, he's a good dude, and I highly recommend checking him out. It's Audio Sigma. Pod Mobile DSP.
Oh God, if I hear that word Sigma one more time.
Sigma boy.
Oh my God, that is all our kids have been singing recently is Sigma boy.
Yeah.
And then what's the other song? The vegetable song?
I don't know.
Eat them up. See, I'm going to hit this thing repeatedly.
Well, what bugs me is we have an Alexa in our kids' room because they play music all the time, mm-hmm. right? Well, yesterday there was seven girls over here, mm-hmm. right? We have the explicit filter on because obvious reasons. We don't want them playing like fucking Party Up by DMX or anything.
And that's only okay at weddings.
Only okay at our wedding. And well, one of the kids was like, Alexa, turn off explicit filter.
I couldn't believe
it. And she said, okay. I was like, this is a traitor.
I couldn't believe that. A, the kid knew to do that. And B, Alexa was like, sure, why not?
Yeah, let's- We'll you don't need authorization. It's fine. Here's your secret security clearance and nuclear launch codes.
Right.
Do whatever you want.
Press this button. I was shocked.
I was mad because...
Now all the kids know.
Yeah, exactly. Now all the kids know. Now I have to relearn Alexa.
have to put the filter back on.
Yeah, I have to refigure out how I did that in the first place and figure out if there's a way that I can somehow pin code it to where they can't just say, that's a connected
exclusive filter. I was shocked.
I was like, damn, that kid is pretty smart.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Who is her parents? It's the first time she's come around. So I was like, oh, okay. I'm going to have to watch this one.
Yeah. Yeah. This one's going to be a, she's going to know how to get away with stuff.
Yeah. These Florida kids. I tell you what.
Florida.
Well, speaking of Florida, most recently, the Florida Games happened. Florida Man Games.
Yeah.
OMG, it's Wicks.
Yeah. Was he the host again?
Yeah.
He deserves it.
Absolutely. He is the reason why I was okay moving to Florida.
I know.
Yeah.
His, what are they? He had like instructional videos of Florida living.
Well, it was like, it's parody, right? Like, you know, Florida's crazy. Sure. But it's okay.
But it's
like,
not.
Right.
It has, most states don't have alligators.
Right.
So,
or crocodiles.
Yep. And he just kind of breaks it down like, look, just because we have them, it doesn't mean they're just going to eat you.
Right. It's an everyday thing.
Right. They
hurricanes don't scare us. I mean, we get out of the way, but
the reason why people and alligators have a lot of run-ins with each other and bad things happen is because of people.
Mm-hmm.
People feeding them, then they start associating food with humans, and then humans have bad run-ins with an alligator because he's like, hey bro, you got some chicken?
Mm-hmm. Where's the Publix meat?
Yeah. Let me get that pub sub, bro. And then all of a sudden it's like, you don't have a pub sub, I'm gonna bite your leg off instead.
Oh, that wasn't it, my bad. But yes, OMG It's Wicks was the host, and they had a couple of games that I want to run by you to see if you would actually play them.
I can barely get out of bed without getting out of breath. So I doubt I would play any of them.
So one of our neighbors, we actually had her on the podcast before, is a personal trainer. I'm going to tell her you need help.
I do need help.
Uh-huh.
But yep, the problem, coming your way. My motivation level is so low, and it's not good.
No.
It is not good.
So you wouldn't play Ocala Knockerball?
I have no idea what that means.
Essentially soccer, but with the inflatable things, and you can just run and hit people with your inflatable thing. Oh,
the big ball?
Yeah, the inflatable ball.
So you're inside the inflatable ball.
Yeah, and you run and you kick and you play soccer.
How you kick inside of the ball? You just run into the ball?
Well, your feet are hanging out. It's like your knees down are hanging out.
Oh, yeah. That's not, I mean, that would be kind of fun.
Right? I thought that one was fun.
Because it's pure contact. It's full contact sport.
And then they had a mechanical gator.
You got to ride it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I thought that was fun.
Yeah.
No? Okay. Well, then they had some more.
I'm scared I'll sprain an ankle or something on a mechanical gator. Oh, God. I am terrified to get hurt now. Because
you're not tall. It's not a long way down.
But being 37, that's not even that old, right? But the healing.
36.
I'm going to be 37. Shut up, man.
What are you rounding for?
I can't even do math. But being 37, it takes a lot longer to heal than it used to.
Yeah.
I'm terrified that, like, I break an arm and I'm out of commission.
For a couple weeks, you'd be fine.
A couple years.
Whatever. But some of the other ones that they had that are more Florida man, right? Evading the police.
Yeah. That's a leftover from last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Would you try it?
The only thing I'm evading is taxes.
Also not true. Let's put that out there. But, well, last night you were running away from the kids. We were playing ball in the street, and
yeah, but
you ran
from
the kids.
Do you remember the aftermath? I thought I had a hangover. I thought I was going to throw up.
Back to that heavy breathing.
Oh, my God.
You could hear it.
Oh, my.
Air.
Everybody in the neighborhood told me to turn my heart rate down because they could hear it.
Is that what that was rather than the drums?
Yeah, it was my heart pumping out, trying to keep up.
Well, then the other one, which you have to know Floridian mythology to know this one, is the eating butt contest.
Eating butt.
Remember? You don't remember?
No.
Okay, story was, guy had on his car decals of I eat.
Yeah. And the cop
pulled him over. And they went to court and everything.
How do you feel about that?
About,
so this dude, yeah, you just said it, but he had I eat ASS sticker on his mm-hmm. his vehicle, and a cop pulled him over and said that's inappropriate here, and I think he wrote him a ticket. Actually,
yep. He went to court,
and How do you feel about that?
I mean, it's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal.
It's freedom of speech.
Now, if it was something that depicted something bad.
There's a difference between indecent exposure and saying a word, though.
Right. Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah.
Like, so I think the illegal part, right? If you're actually depicting that, that's a little.
Yeah, you can't do that.
That's a little lewd.
You can't post a picture. You can't like have.
Your OnlyFans.
Pornhub streaming out of your car window.
We don't have that in Florida anymore.
That's true. Jeez. I forgot. And VPNs don't exist.
But the eating butt contest was just like an eating contest. So,
but what do they eat?
I don't know. I didn't look. I was scared.
I would be too.
I didn't look. I was scared.
Eating butt. I can't imagine what they would eat.
Yeah. Well, speaking of eating.
Don't.
No.
It's my favorite pastime.
It really is. Like, we are absolute foodies. We're foodies.
Which is, I will say, when we first moved to Florida, the food here was kind of whack.
It depends on where you went. Well, I agree. We were in a place that didn't have the best food.
We had a really hard time. I was like, man, the food down here is not that good. But then we finally started branching out. And I will say the food choices here are a lot better than where we came from.
Yeah. I mean, I think where we initially started in Florida didn't have the best food options.
Plant City.
But coming into.
They have good strawberries, though.
Oh, yeah. And what was the other thing that they had? Cubans. Good Cubans.
Yeah, Strawberry Hut.
Mm-hmm. They were good. But then coming into more the Tampa area now, there's a lot more choices.
Los Chapos Tacos.
Every time.
I love every that time. Place. They should sponsor the show.
Yeah, and then as much money as we spend. And then Quickly Boba right next door.
Quickly Boba. That's our spot. Good. We went there, Thursday? Thursday or Friday? I don't know. We went. But our thing is, our perfect date night, drive over, get some boba, and walk to Tacos. The taco joint only has, like, canned sodas and stuff, and I'm not going to buy a canned soda from a place. That just doesn't sound good. So we go to Boba first.
Uh-huh. Get a drink.
Then we walk over to Tacos. Yes. Well, Friday, we went to Boba first, had tacos, then we went back to Boba.
So we could have boba tomorrow. Yeah. Well, the next day.
I drank mine before we got home.
Two bobas.
Then I couldn't sleep.
Yep, that sounds about right. But eggs are still expensive right now, right?
They're cheaper, though.
I mean, they're coming down, but they are still expensive.
Yes.
But iguanas are invasive in Florida.
Yeah.
People have taken to eating iguana eggs.
How does that work?
Instead of buying chicken eggs.
How does that work? So they lay unfertilized eggs?
I don't know. This works, but I was curious, like, would you try it?
Fuck no.
It seems like a very Floridian thing to do.
I don't know how that works. Now I gotta do my science and go look it up and see if they actually lay unfertilized eggs.
Well, it's like, that should be part of the Florida Man Games, in my opinion, is eating like all the random Florida stuff.
Yeah, they
like
should
gator tail.
Yeah, that's what when they say I eat or eat butt, they should do gator butt.
There you go. Gator tail.
I love that shit. That is so good.
It is good.
It's got to be done right, though, or else it's kind of chewy.
Yes. But then, you know, obviously there's still things like ostrich eggs and some other random ones that you
never
have
had one of those either.
Me either, but I would try it. Would you?
Have to have a big cast iron pan to cook that thing.
Crack it open and.
And fill up our cast irons.
Hmm.
By the way, we need more cast irons.
Oh, do we?
Mm-hmm.
But it is spring break.
Yes.
And it's almost over. Well, at least for our Florida kids, understood that, you know, other places, other schools.
Yeah, we're like not
colleges.
This is the beginning of the vacation season for Florida.
Yep. And it's gonna get crazy. It's already crazy.
Yeah, I know. We went last weekend to the beach and it was packed.
Yep.
And it wasn't, I don't know. It wasn't worth it to me.
Well, last weekend, even this weekend is chilly for the beach.
It's chilly and the wind was just whipping and hitting you and pelting you with sand. It
and
felt
the
like
water's still cold.
Needles. Yeah. And the water was super cold. So there was no, that was the thing too. It's like when you go to the beach, you got to have shelter to get out of the sun so you don't fry to a crisp. Well, last weekend when you sat in the shelter, you froze.
It was cold.
And then you walk out and you'd get into the sun to warm up, and then you get sunburn. It didn't. It was like torture.
It's not torture. It was. You're so ridiculous. We are hashtag blessed to be in Florida and able to go to the beach in March.
Meh. It wasn't worth it.
A gator thought so, too.
I saw that. Was that, where was that? Siesta?
Siesta Key.
Yeah, the thing was partying down there with the spring breakers.
And it was crowded. And yeah. Just the gator swimming in the water.
I wonder how that, did he just get lost?
Out. Well, I don't know.
Because I don't think they can survive very long.
It's mating season. So they're, you know, moving around.
What's trying he to trying find... to mate with in the ocean?
Manatee. Oh, that'd be fun. Ugh. Big old fat.
A manatee gator hybrid?
That would be cool.
The gator tea? No.
Maybe.
Or manator.
Ooh.
Ooh, I like that one. That sounds evil.
That's a good one.
So a giant scaly sweet potato.
Sweet potato. I guess. But, you know, overall spring break. We also had some tornado warnings. There was a hurricane that popped up in the Atlantic.
Yeah. No worries though on that one.
No. It went away, but it just seems like we're starting early.
Yeah.
We're starting early with all this crazy weather stuff.
Right. I don't know. Florida's tripping. We've been saying that like ever since we've moved here, the winters haven't been as mild as our first year.
Oh, that first year was awesome.
It was insane. I remember December 11th or 10th, we went to Sand Hill, or Sand Pine Key. Sand Pine? Sand Key. Yeah.
No, it was Clearwater at the Sand Pearl.
I know, but it's up there. I think that it's technically a key, and it's Sand Key or something like that. Anyway, we went there, and it was freaking amazing.
Yeah, beautiful weather.
Got hassled for having a dog on the beach.
Our service dog.
Yeah, he's a service dog, though. Yeah. When needed.
But, and then we also went to the pool for Christmas, but now it just seems like the weather is so extreme, like bouncing back and forth. Hopefully we'll get a mild one here soon.
It's windy and it's cold, so it's like getting in the water, the water's cold, then you get out and the wind makes you even colder, and then you get pneumonia and then you die.
So Mississippi had a 3.0 earthquake and tornadoes all at once. Other states also have experienced multiple tornadoes. A total of 42 have died because of these popped up tornadoes. We're not the only ones.
Yeah.
We have horrible weather recently.
Mo and I have a couple of coworkers in Nebraska. They just had a blizzard.
Oh my God.
Lost power for, I think, a couple of days. I mean, it was a major, major snowstorm. The weather has been tripping.
Yeah. We need it to be done. I am ready for summer.
I am too.
I am over this.
Melt me, please.
Quote him. Remind him that he said that once we get to the summer.
I will take it. See, that's the thing. Like, yes, I hate winter, but I always hate winter. There's not a time in my life that I like winter. I will take the melting hot sun over anything else.
Amen.
I mean, well, spring is good when it's actually spring. But we haven't had that yet here.
No, we are struggling. But it's not as bad as swimming out into the middle of the water to save something that looks like it's drowning.
Oh, my God. They're evolving.
Right?
Ugh.
So have you seen this picture?
Yeah. Did you? Indonesian gators?
Uh-huh.
They're crocs. Are the gators or crocs?
I think they're crocs.
Okay.
So they're crocs in Indonesia, and they look like they're drowning. They stick up their little hands.
Yeah, and they it looks like fingers.
Yeah.
And they're like spread and they're like, help me. Now, and then Joe Schmo swims out there and then gets free meal.
Yep.
He's thanks. Like, I ordered Uber Eats. It comes right to me.
So, yeah, the crocs are rolling over, hands up. Somebody swims out, gets eaten. Now, I will say I read a couple of articles that said that they debunked this, that
yeah, whatever.
Scientists are saying, oh, it could be an actual behavior that we're just misunderstanding. I mean,
what's he doing?
I think he's getting a benefit out of doing this.
Yeah, I don't understand.
The crocodile gets a benefit out of doing this. So maybe it's a learned behavior, but.
Yeah, but what animals are, they survive by eating everything, especially right. Alligators and crocs. They're yep. Like, I'm going to eat you. You're here. I'm going to eat you.
Well,
I have
they're also
to.
Like scavengers.
Right. They eat what they can get.
Opportunist eaters.
So what would playing dead, drowning in the water accomplish for them. Like, fish aren't going to look at them and be like, ooh, he's dying, I'm going to eat him.
Now, maybe it didn't do it on purpose the first time, but they're learning.
But then, like I said, Joe Schmo swam out there, mm-hmm. and he got 5 stars on his Uber Eats delivery.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's good quality.
They're evolving. Yeah, I was fresh. Still 98.7 degrees hot.
So I think people, when it comes to Crocs, maybe we need like security guards around. Like, no, he's not drowning.
It's not okay. A person. Leave him alone.
It's just a Croc.
He's
Let him be.
Tripping.
Meanwhile,
according to scientists, he's not trying to eat you, though.
According to scientists, this is a behavior you're misinterpreting.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Okay. So I'm the dumb one.
Teach me how to speak Croc, then.
Right.
Dumbass. I don't like all that. No, don't.
Okay. Meanwhile.
Space is fake.
No, we're not there yet. Hold on. So meanwhile, in Tennessee.
What happened?
You heard about this story?
I don't know. That's Tennessee.
There was
a
licensed security guard.
Oh, yeah.
At a nightclub.
Yes.
Licensed security guard at a nightclub in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. Someone opened fire on the crowd that was standing outside the nightclub.
Right.
And the licensed security guard opened fire back. Apparently grazed the shooter because the would-be shooter ended up in the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries.
Dang it.
Basically told on himself and is now going to jail. But because of the quick actions of this licensed security guard, people were saved.
Yeah, of course.
We need more of that. Good stories, one, where the licensed security guard took action and there was no mass shooting.
Right.
We need more stories like that.
I don't know. I mean, the alternative to you can't destroy all the guns. That's just the way it is. They exist. They're always going to exist. They're made of metal. They're not going nowhere. So how do you stop this kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm.
You give a good guy with training, like this guy was, a firearm. Teach him how to use it. Put him in a job like that. And he just saved people's lives. Who yep. knows how many?
No, I feel like it's more of the idea that there's a good story out there. You know,
there's a lot of them that are not reported on.
Right. And why? Like, I feel like.
Well, because a lot of them don't even really make the news.
But I feel like it's like, why? We are so inundated with just horrible stories. I'm sick of it.
Yeah,
sick
just
of
imagine
bad news.
If that guy wasn't there, how many people would be.
Right.
Because of some nut job. We have a mental health crisis, not a gun crisis in this country.
Agreed.
Let's be clear.
Well,
we have issues with American health, period, which your body health equals mental health, too. It's all connected.
Well, and
the
I think
food
it's,
we eat and everything. Go ahead.
I think it's what we're also consuming in the media. I
yeah.
feel like if we had more good stories.
Constant negativity is never good for your mm-hmm. brain.
Exactly. So another good story.
You said exactly. That was an expensive word you just said there.
Right. Oh, no, I swapped it out for an iguana egg. It's okay.
Ew.
To help the invasiveness. No, another good story is the astronauts. They finally got to come home.
Yes, thankfully.
I mean, that's a feel-good thing, in my opinion, that they finally got to come home after 9 months of being stuck up there.
Yeah, hopefully they're able to kind of do their physical therapy and stuff and get back to normal because their bodies are atrophied. From what I saw and read about, their health does take a major hit coming back to Earth because of gravity.
Mm-hmm. You remember on WALL-E?
Why?
Our kiddo's favorite back in the day. Mm-hmm. But they were all, you know,
fat.
Up in space. And they looked like babies.
Yeah.
Their bone density was none.
But they had a lot of fluffy.
Mm-hmm. So I can imagine, right, that they made these astronauts who were up there for 9 extra months.
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of that, Trump was in some kind, not really a press conference, but you know he takes questions when he does whatever. He was asked, like, do the astronauts, since they weren't supposed to be up there for 9 months straight, do they get overtime?
Because they're salary only.
Their salary. So the answer is no. But Trump said, I didn't even think about this. Nobody even brought this up to me. If I have to, I will pay them out of my own pocket because they should be getting more, a lot more than what they got.
Yeah, it's almost like hazard pay. Not even overtime. It's like hazard pay.
Well, they get something. It's kind of similar like that, but it's still only equaled out to like $5 a day.
Oh,
So that it was like $1,000 extra. Only $1,000 for 9 months of not seeing your family, your friends, destroying your body.
How bored are you too? You know, like that mental game of being stuck in space in a tube.
I don't know. I mean, I think they actually go up there and they do a lot of stuff.
But still, you're not. They don't go up there
and play Xbox.
You're not conversating with anybody other than somebody on a mic and maybe the other person that's stuck with you.
Yeah.
You're not touching grass.
What's weird to me too is like, why do they keep sending people up there? I thought the plan was to bring that thing down.
I don't know.
I think one of our episodes we even talked about it. Elon.
Yeah, but that's, I think, like a 2050 projection. It's not anything soon.
Yeah, but what the hell, man? Why are we going up there anyway?
What's out there, babe?
Right there?
What's out there?
Nothing. How about we focus our energy on multi-planetary species?
Multi-planetary jumping, travel. That's the word, traveling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should be on Mars and stuff.
Yeah. We need. But if you think about it, though.
No,
so
God.
These astronauts.
That one, Matt Damon grew potatoes up there, man. We'd be fine.
Mars.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's our first step.
Okay. But these astronauts stuck up there for 9 months. They were brought back from SpaceX, right?
Yes.
SpaceX is how they got back.
Yeah, Boeing was supposed to bring them back, but they failed miserably.
SpaceX has a lot of failures too. Like, how antsy and nervous are you you were those astronauts and like SpaceX is coming?
What's their failures?
They had the thing blow up recently.
That's R&D. That had nothing to do with the rockets that they used to send things up and send things back. I'm serious. That's like comparing a Chevy Corvette to a Chevy Silverado. It's not even remotely the same thing. One has been, I mean, that's a stupid analogy. But I'm saying though,
I thought you're going apples and oranges and you.
It is though, because we'll say the apple was investigated and researched to death. They got all the bugs out of the apple, but the orange is still kind of like, we don't know how to grow this thing yet. I'm serious. It's the same thing.
Your analogy is just on.
I am stupid. But it's the same. Like, one thing has been tested. It's been shown. The performance has been shown to work.
You would have no apprehension and say, SpaceX is coming to get you.
I would 1,000% take SpaceX over Boeing.
I mean, you might have a point.
I ain't going.
Like, you might have a point.
Y'all can't even fly airplanes right now.
You might
so
have
you
a point.
Think
Did
that
you see the Boeing guy get absolutely destroyed in Congress, the CEO?
No.
Oh, this might be old, to be honest with you, but he got destroyed and he had a 26% raise while everyone else in the company had maybe like 1 or 2%.
And while the company's going up in flames.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. That was interesting.
Mind boggling.
But Tesla cars are being destroyed.
Which is ridiculous.
And vandalized. And sold. Like, what do you think you're doing?
I'm telling you.
What do you think you're doing?
Everybody,
when you sell it?
Please keep selling your Teslas. Saturate the market with your Model Y.
We are not getting a Tesla.
What if it goes to 25K?
We're not getting a Tesla.
If it goes to 25K, we have a van that's worth 30 something. Listen to me. Listen to what I'm saying. Our payment will be $300 a month on a 17,000 mile Tesla.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. No. We're not getting a Tesla.
Why not?
And I don't give a crap about Elon or Tesla or any of that. It's just because we have a van. It serves a purpose. It has eight seats in it. I want to maintain that many seats.
Why?
Tesla doesn't have that.
Why?
That's a vehicle, not a question.
How often do we use those 94 seats?
I would say at least once a month.
That's a lie.
It is not.
Well, even so, it's like everybody that needs to sit in the car can sit in their own car too.
Right, but when it costs per car, we can get away with only paying for one car rather than three cars.
Like, what costs per car?
When we did the Festival of Lights, when we did, there's a couple other things. Oh, you go to
So the Festival of Lights that we all agreed that we will never go back to.
Fair enough. But you go into Honeymoon Island, it's per car.
Okay.
So my point is...
I don't want to pay for oil changes. I want to pay less for brake pads less often. Gasoline is expensive. We have a freaking solar system on our house that can be used to generate energy and have a free gas tank or a free tank of volts.
In the winter months when it's not as sunny.
Doesn't matter. It's still the ROI is a lot higher and a lot faster than a gas guzzler.
Not getting Tesla. But
we'll see.
I'm really curious what people think they're doing after you've already bought it, that you sell it.
Yeah, I know.
It depreciates in value.
You already gave Elon your money.
But you're the one losing money.
You gave Elon your money.
So what are we doing?
Elon's not really making money off of secondhand stuff other than maybe service calls and things of that nature.
Right. And then if you destroy a Tesla or if you vandalize it,
then you go to jail.
Right. So what are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't understand it. I really don't. I mean, you don't have to like what the dude's doing, and that's totally fine, but vandalizing property that's not yours, not smart. Selling your vehicle, whatever.
That's an impact to you.
That's not violent, and if that's what you want to do, then
it doesn't make sense. But
go ahead. You know, you show him. You show that South African.
Though you already paid him. But
yeah, that you already paid him. You show him that you don't like Tesla.
Never buy another one, maybe.
Yeah. That's the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But they're telling people to like carry guns if you own a Tesla because they're getting harassed on the street and all that stuff. It makes no sense. It's like, dude, I own a car. It's not just because Elon's the CEO. It doesn't mean that I support what he's doing.
Right. Meanwhile, Selena's murderer had a gun in her car and killed Selena.
Yeah, she's about to get out, ain't she?
I swear to my God, if I don't give a damn about Tesla, none of that. But if Yolanda gets out of jail, I don't know how I'm going to feel. I might. That's something I would riot over. That's something I would go to the streets for.
You going to the streets?
I would go to the streets.
Over Selena?
Yes.
Yeah, that's weird. I mean, I feel like that kind of stuff, like if you take a life, your life is forfeit.
Which makes no sense, right? If you get a life sentence, you can go out on parole one day.
Yeah, I don't think that's how it should work.
So my life is only worth like 30 years?
Right. She took away a young girl's life.
And she could have been bigger than anyone today as far as music goes.
Right.
But
it's just, to me, if you're a murderer and you did it, and it wasn't like self-defense, you know.
She admitted.
She admitted that she just capped her.
Yep.
Your life's forfeit.
Yep.
And I'm not saying that they should just put you in the chair, but prison for the rest of your life is probably fair.
Yeah, at the very least.
You took away somebody's life, so guess what? Yours is now taken away.
Right.
You don't get to do that.
But I saw on TikTok this one Latina lady, and she said that all the Latinos are gonna go and wait to see if Yolanda comes out. I will drive the getaway car. I will help. I can be there.
You'll
I will
help support. What?
If they're gonna do anything against Yolanda, I could be there. I can be there in support.
You mean you'd be there in support of a protest?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm there.
A nonviolent protest.
Right.
Okay.
Maybe.
No. A nonviolent protest.
Right.
Okay. Just to be clear, nonviolent.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Okay. Good.
I'm just driving.
Driving what? A Tesla?
Shut up. So what's the worst fight that you ever saw in high school?
I read this question and I had to think, but I think the worst one was when I was in ninth grade. So I was fresh into high school and these two black chicks were fighting. And oh my God, there was weave everywhere. I'm serious. Like they were yanking each other's hair out and it was everywhere.
That's not the one I thought you were going to say.
Which one?
I thought you were going to talk about the belts one.
The belts?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Did I see this?
Yeah. You told me.
The what?
You told me that there was a fight. I didn't even see this, so I can't say that this is mine. But you told me that there were two guys, they took off their belts, and they were fighting each other with them. Like, hitting each other with their belts.
That must be your other boyfriend.
Well, there weren't many before you.
Well, you better talk to them, because I don't remember ever telling you that. I never seen nobody beating each other with a belt.
Really?
Other than my mama.
Okay, fair enough. I thought it was going to be the belts one. So
I don't remember that.
Okay.
I don't think I've seen that many fights in high school.
Really?
Yeah, it wasn't much.
It was definitely my freshman year, so it would have been your sophomore, that I saw the most. Like, there were so many.
Yeah,
I don't know if it's something about that year that just...
It's almost like going to prison. You got to establish dominance.
Immediately?
Yeah.
No, mine was three girls. There was three girls against one, and...
See, that's messed up.
The one, she actually held her own.
Good.
But still. And then one of the assistant principals was, like, all messed up, makeup smeared, and she's screaming at everybody, go to class, and... Traumatizing times.
Yeah, I remember that fight times. That I was talking about where the weave was everywhere. I remember the principal and the administrators coming there and trying to tell everybody to go to class. I'm like, I can't, man. It's pay-per-view. My parents paid for this.
This was before cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Before TikTok.
Yeah, like, there was no recording it. It was like, we got live action.
I wonder if that almost keeps kids. No.
I don't know. I was thinking that. I do think it probably, I mean, I see... lots of Karen videos, but I do think that it makes you think twice about being a dick when you're older.
I think if you're the right person, maybe.
Yeah, like I said, there's a mental health crisis in this country. So right. I think a lot of people, they don't care, or I don't know, they think that it's not going to happen, that they're going to get recorded and immortalized online.
Right.
But that, for example, that one older dude, he got caught... Dude was recording him punching his window in his car. It was like a road rage incident. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
But everybody's like remixing the video. He's punching the car in a cadence. So they're like doing music to it and dancing. And it's like, this dude will never, ever, ever live that down.
Mm-hmm.
It's forever.
No, I lost it the other day on a video where the old man was trying to put money in a toll booth to try and get out of the parking
garage. Yeah, but see, that's funny, though.
I know, but I feel like I need more of that in my life and not this talking about.
No, I agree.
I brought it up.
I agree, though. But I'm just saying, if you go out there and you act like an asshole, be prepared to be immortalized as an asshole.
Yep.
And that happened to this dude. And my dad sends me videos. He's like, here's another one. It'd be months, 6 months later. And he's like, I found another one. It's another remix. And a dude will be playing the guitar and he's punching a window, playing the drums.
I feel like we need to get back to more of like the AFV videos. Like, let's get back to that where those are funny.
It's lighthearted.
Right.
You can watch them in front of your kids.
Right.
Yeah.
I miss those.
Me too.
Bye.
Love you. Should I stop it?
Yeah.
Do you want me to stop it now? Here.
What are we at?
38. That's not bad.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.